right now at 7.
The Bay Area's crime crisis takes a terrifying new turn. A security guard is shot defending a news crew covering a robbery.
And while one group of retail suspects faces a judge in San Francisco, another big Bay Area city is sending a message to others.
And we're not going to put up with it here in San Jose.
The bail was set at $2 million.
Thanksgiving is just hours away. Whether you're staying around the Bay Area or traveling out of town, I've got you covered in the Thanksgiving forecast.
And why the grocery store isn't the only place seeing a major rush ahead of the holiday.
We begin with a growing crime crisis in the Bay Area that's left a security guard critically hurt. Good evening, I'm Alan Martin.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. He was shot while guarding a local news crew covering yet another mob-style retail heist in Oakland. The shooting happened just hours before a San Francisco judge arraigned a slew of suspects in Friday's Union Square looting. KPIX 5's Wilson Walker begins our team coverage from Oakland.
That guard is now listed in stable condition at Highland Hospital after the shooting here around lunchtime. Now, just behind me is one of the stores hit in the Bay Area's recent string of smash and grabs. It's Prime 356, a boutique that has now been burglarized twice in the past month. Now, that break-in happened on Monday night. It was today, just before 12:30, a news crew from Cron Television was here to cover that burglary when an armed robbery crew pulled up. Now, I spoke with two eyewitnesses who did not want to appear on camera. They say the gunman ordered the news crew and their guard to get on the ground, and it was just a few moments after that that shots were fired and the guard was hit. Now, Oakland police have not released any details on the shooting other than to say that the guard was hit in the stomach and no one else was injured.
As you know, it has been an extremely violent week. We are asking if you are in the area, have a business, or live nearby to please check your surveillance footage, as you may have captured the crime before, during, or after it occurred.
The guard who was shot works for Star Security. That's the same agency used by KPIX and other Bay Area television stations, a precaution that was started years ago after a string of robberies targeting television news crews. We're here in Oakland. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Oakland police said today they will be stepping up patrols through the holiday weekend.
We also want to add KPIX crews have worked with the guard who was shot today on a number of occasions. Tonight, we're keeping him and his family in our thoughts.
I'm Max Darrow in San Francisco. Tonight, five defendants accused of crimes in the Union Square retail crime spree faced a judge for the first time. Tonight, five people accused of felonies related to the smash-and-grab crime spree in Union Square last week entered not guilty pleas to all charges. Per the judge's order, we're not allowed to show their faces. Four of the defendants appeared in court at the same time. 23-year-old Tamiko Miller, 34-year-old Ivan Speed, 28-year-old Kimberly Cherry, and 53-year-old Francile White. They all face felony charges related to burglary and theft. Miller was said to be the driver of this Mustang, seen on numerous videos taken the night of the crime spree. The judge ruled Miller and Speed are not to be released from custody. Charging documents reveal Miller has prior burglary convictions. Speed has prior gun and drug-related convictions. The judge set bail at $5,000 for Cherry and White. White has prior burglary convictions as well. One defendant, 24-year-old Jamisi Calloway, appeared separately. He faces three felony gun charges, but no burglary-related charges. He's accused of being in the Mustang as well. The prosecution argues he committed the crimes while out on bail from another felony. The judge ruled he will also remain in custody and did not set bail. During a Tuesday news conference alongside SFPD and city leaders, District Attorney Chesa Boudin had strong words.
And we stand together, united, to send a message to anyone who would consider committing these kinds of crimes in San Francisco, that it will not be tolerated, you will be arrested, you will be brought to justice, and you will face serious consequences when you commit serious crimes.
One of the prosecutors argued the incident was more than just a burglary. A defense attorney took issue with that claim. Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Tonight, Contra Costa County prosecutors have filed felony charges against three suspects in Saturday's looting at the Walnut Creek Nordstrom. They were allegedly among a group of about 90 who stormed the store, stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Most got away. And just before sunrise, someone smashed their way into the Nirvana Soul Cafe in downtown San Jose and stole the cash register. However, police are calling that heist a standard burglary, unrelated to the organization. organized thefts.
In San Francisco, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, among half a dozen Bay Area counties where the district attorneys are banding together to crack down on retail crimes. Tonight, prosecutors are trying to send a message by holding two San Jose suspects on $2 million bail. And District Attorney Jeff Rosen says he hopes the high amount will put pressure on organized crime and the people doing the dirty work. Mayor Sam Liccardo gave this warning today.
We're making it very clear that if you're doing it in Santa Clara County, you're going to be caught and you're going to be punished.
The mayor is also asking the city council for $250,000 to add more license plate readers and other technology to city streets. And looking ahead to Black Friday, we wanted to know what shoppers should expect and what local law enforcement is planning. KPIX5's Maria Cid Medina will have that part of the story coming up at 11.
Live look at Bay Area bridges where the holiday getaway is well underway this evening. Many others are flying to their destinations. SFO was expecting about 50,000 people to pass through there today. They're expecting an even bigger rush on Sunday when everyone comes back.
Was not traveling for Thanksgiving an option for you guys?
No, never.
No, because then you have to stay in the dorms alone, and that's not really fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
What was that like to see her?
Oh, my. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, and she cried in my arms. I don't know if she just told you that.
Worth it?
Absolutely worth it. 100%. Always.
At San Jose Mineta, passenger traffic is expected to more than triple last year's level. The same goes for Oakland, where pre-Thanksgiving travel is up by about 250% year over year. Traffic at all three airports is now approaching pre-pandemic levels.
You can FaceTime people and you can do this, but just spending time and sitting around and having conversations are, to quote, is priceless.
Well, wherever they're all going, the weather likely can't beat the Bay Area. Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan is here with the holiday weekend forecast.
It's looking great. We're in the middle of a very calm weather pattern, but that just means the above average temperatures and the abundant sunshine. Still going to be with us through the weekend. We'll hope for the same of anybody traveling nationwide. Do want to take a look at the Travel Hub forecast for tomorrow, because a lot of folks avoid the Thanksgiving Eve travel rush and just decide to travel early on Thanksgiving Day. It's a pretty good life hack, actually. We are going to see a rain-snow mix for Chicago. That could lead to some delays. Also going to be some rain for Nashville, Cincinnati, Houston, Dallas very early in the day. Those are the locations that could slow things down. But a lot of the Travel Hub still in a very nice weather pattern overall. The rain is going to make its way towards the East Coast Travel Hubs, but not until very late in the day tomorrow when most of the travel's already done. Around the Bay Area, looks like a fantastic day. Temperatures are going to rise up to the low 60s along the coast, mid-60s by the Bay, mid to upper 60s farther inland. Hour-by-hour temperatures, we'll take a look at those coming up in a few minutes. It is going to be a chilly start tomorrow morning with even a frost advisory in effect for parts of the Bay Area. So any early morning exercise plans, it may be just a little bit brisk out there as you try to burn off some calories before the Thanksgiving feast kicks in. We'll take a look at that coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, Paul, thanks. People may be tempted, it's chilly, to light up the fireplace, but
yeah,
we have this news. Bay Area air quality managers encouraging people not to light up their fireplaces tomorrow to keep pollution levels low. However, they have not issued an official spare the air alert that would ban wood burning altogether. Meanwhile, the grocery store isn't the only place people are rushing ahead of their Thanksgiving gathering. We saw a steady line for COVID tests. This at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds today.
Yeah, no, it was so smooth, actually. Like, you know, like, coming from Spain, it's really nice to be here and see, like, the facilities that and how available this is to everyone. And, you know, the drive-through experience, like, it's really quick and dynamic, and I think it's great.
To check the current vaccination rates in your county or at your in-state holiday destination, click the banner at the top, KPIX.com.
Tonight, San Jose has shut down the city-sponsored RV parking site that prompted protests from neighbors when it first opened back in September. The Mercury News reports that as of Sunday, everyone at the site on Vista Montaña in North San Jose had found somewhere else to go. They had been rerouted to the temporary site from an encampment on Apple property. New details tonight in a deadly officer-involved shooting in San Francisco. Police released surveillance and body camera video a short time ago on the confrontation last Friday at 5th and Folsom. Officers were responding to reports of a man armed with a knife when at least one officer opened fire, killing the suspect, Ajmal Amani.
As Mr. Amani approached, ran towards the officers, brandishing the knife, the officers quickly backed up down the hallway away from Mr. Amani. As Mr. Amani closed the distance, Officer 1 and Officer 2 fired their respective weapons, striking Mr. Amani.
San Francisco police say this is an ongoing investigation.
And tonight, San Francisco police looking for the suspects who led them on a chase across the Bay Bridge. Officers were patrolling near 16th and Kansas just after noon when they spotted a vehicle wanted in connection with a crime. They tried to pull that driver over. Instead, the driver fled into Oakland, crashed at 34th and Linden, then reversed into police cruisers to get away. Officers called off the pursuit. They later found the car abandoned about 2 miles away. Chopper 5 spotted police canvassing a neighborhood near Adams and MacArthur after they got a tip that the suspects might be there, but at this point we're told no arrests.